I like when artists talk about who they are and they're unapologetic about it, but they can also talk about lighthearted topics. Like, you know, like me and my homie, we about to go to the club and we about to turn up and do this or whatever. But at the same time, like, I can tell you about the struggle that I'm just going through now with my brother, my sister, my mom, my family, my girl. Dead in Hip Hop mixtape review, Kaz, Nothing Personal. Before we get into that review,
Ken's gonna tell us what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
I was about to
head over to the brand new deadinhiphop.com website, become a member. It's free to sign up for a free membership. We're gonna, you know, draw some exclusive stuff that only free members can get at, have access to. Also, we have a lot of new content coming. Shout out to Big Stove. He's taking over the site. Has a bunch of writers. They're gonna start writing stuff. Sign up for the newsletter so you don't miss out. If you like this video, if you like any of our videos, subscribe to the channel. Go to patreon.com and patreon.com/deadinhiphop. Become a patron. We'll really appreciate it. Exclusive content, early access to videos, all kind of stuff, man. I can't remember it all, but go ahead over there and check it out. Last thing, deadinhiphop.com merch page. Merch. It's the merch store. It's an online store. All the stuff there, buttons, shirts, the anniversary shirts.
Back to the review, man. Another one-on-one review. Not the whole crew, just me and your boy KB Inge. Kaz, Nothing Personal. I was put on to Kaz on his last project, Kaz and Effects. And thanks to our audience, you are the ones that put me on to him. Because when he dropped the project, we kept getting hit. Hey, you're gonna review this guy. Hey, have you heard of this new guy, Kaz? Hey, are you guys gonna review Kaz? We didn't, but whenever, I know for me, whenever I get bombarded like that, I'm like, okay, well, let me just go check him out, even if we're not gonna review him. And man, from the first time I listened to him, I was a fan. He's the type of artist I like because you get a lot of who he is, but his beat selection is so on point. Being able to go over some of these newer type of airy type of production and still kill it on, you know, more so traditional type of beats, but then also having a mixture of that traditional element with the new age spacey type of stuff, that is Kaz. That is Kaz to a T, and that's why I like him. And he is definitely climbing up that ladder into, you know, the Freddie Gibbs and Logic and Big Crit for me. Like, this is only a second project that I know of. And this to me is as good as Cause and Effect. And he starts it off perfect. I think it's the best song on the project with Wake Up. That sample from Mobb Deep. Like, that shit is hard. And the way he comes out spitting. Yes, the Shook Ones. Yeah. Kaz is, like, he comes, this motherfucker, he's a spitter. Like, he's a spitter. But, like I said, again, he can also give me some of those other things like Crooked did. But the production and everything just works better, like, on this. Some of the dope songs on this project that I like was the first one, Wake Up, All Eyes on Me, My Side, Grey Goose, City of God, Choice Today, Grow. And then that's where it kind of, you know, like, Who Said Was All Right, then Tabs, Tell Me, and those are like, those right there are my favorite ones. The other ones are cool, but again, like 13 tracks, and there's only three that I was kind of like, 10 tracks, and this is your second project. Shout out to J. Cole and Dreamville for finding this guy and actually giving him a platform to put out music. And I don't know how big he's gonna get. I don't know how much of an audience he can be able to garner, because I definitely think that I don't know if he's gonna be that commercial.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna be that commercial. I don't know how accessible he's gonna be, but this is one dope ass artist. And if I was in a position of power, I definitely would have signed him as well.
Cutlow, Dice Man, TDE, hit me up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/KenBInge King. This is my Dead End Hip Hop Facebook page that I created. And he said, yo, I want to know your thoughts on Kaz's new mixtape. I had no intentions of talking about this, reviewing it, or anything like that. That's when I hit you up. I was like, all right, cool. Well, you know what? You want to hear about it. And initially, I was like, do a podcast. Be like, yo, let's do a one-on-one. Cool, bet. I did listen to Cause and Effect, and I haven't listened to this one. I probably, if it wasn't for this review, wouldn't have listened to it anytime soon. One thing that I noticed about this one, the first thought is like, dang, this seems like it's darker and a little bit more aggressive than the first one. Mm-hmm. But I kind of went back to listen to the first one.
It's not that different.
It is not that much different, but that's the feeling I got from that. And so I was like, okay, one thing that I noticed about Cause is that he's hungry. Like, he really wants this, and that comes across in his music, that passion, that desire to be one of the best in hip-hop. And I think that that attitude can carry him, you know, a good portion of the way. Because when I'm listening to him, like, it's like nothing's really standing out. Like, there's nothing unique about his flow or delivery or rap style, even the beats. Like, he can easily kind of get lost in the shuffle of rappers. But him, and I think he's gonna have to push more of who he is as a personality to get out of there, to kind of stand out a little bit more for the crowd. And but the raw energy, passion that I felt from him, it was like he kind of kept me interested. So now I'm kind of curious. It was kind of like the same thing that I had with Esquire. It's like, okay, yeah, you're good, you can do this certain thing, but you know, how will you fit in? Like, what's gonna help you stand out? And you know, eventually Esquire did. It's one of my favorite. But what's gonna happen with Kaz? I do like the songs on here. I do like the beats. I think most of it was done by this Meek guy, Meese guy. I thought that was cool. Some of the stuff that he did, like Tell Me, when he kind of doing a little Fetty Wap thing. Mm-hmm. While that's great, and while I didn't necessarily like it or like the hook, I like the fact that he diversified the album.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and also taking something that's current, right? Mm-hmm. And being influenced by it and redoing it your way.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that a lot of artists get too much flack of redoing something, right? And you can be inspired. My thing is, don't copy them. Like Designer did, sounding like Future. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like that. I don't want that.
Right.
I want you to hear something, be like, yo, you're dope. And that inspired me to do something like this. Kind of like Drake did with Dram's Cha-Cha. He did Hotline Bling. You can hear the similarity, but it's completely different.
It's hard for a person now to come out and wow me. You know what I'm saying? Because we've heard it all at this point. Initially, Kaz is just another rapper who's rapping over beats, who's with Dreamville, who has a roster of artists that all kind of sound the same and similar, as a similar style from what I've heard so far. So where do you fit in? And the only thing I was able to latch into, not that he can't rap, because he can rap, he is good, but how are you going to stand out? And I do like the tape. I do think the tape is good. Replay value, like if I want to get critical, replay value probably not really there. But what I like, what I'm interested in, is his desire to be good. Like, he really wants to be good. So what do you do next? What are the steps are you going to take to be good, to stand out a little bit more? How are you going to separate yourself from Boz and Freak Right as that guy on J. Cole's label?
Yeah, and you know, that's the interesting thing, right? Because people tend to think that, oh, I can rap, I can do this, I got the right producer, I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there is a big part of that it factor. And for me as a fan, I feel, and again, I'm being subjective because I really like him and I like this tape, but what's his it factor? Yep. Like, I don't know what it is, and I don't know if he's ever going to be able to find that. Again, the good thing is that he's early. He's only two projects in. Yeah. He has a lot of time to figure that out. He has a lot of time to cultivate that audience. But I don't know how or what he's going to do that, because yeah, I feel he has all of the tools necessary, and he's building this amazing house, and he has the foundation, but he's building it somewhere where nobody's ever going to see it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know how his career is going to pan out. And that's kind of scary for me, for me being a fan of somebody, because I want him to be around for a long time.
Right. Yeah, and he is commanding a certain level of attention. People are paying attention to him.
Of course.
I think his thing is not to take advantage of that and not get lost. And I think that's gonna, like you said, I think you're absolutely right in your assessment of that situation. Like, you know, you have all of the skills, the requisite tools to make this, but how do you become that guy? You know, and you know, what do you do next? And it's, rapping is one thing, but you gotta add on the other pieces of it. Like, cause you know, I even did a search. Cause, nothing personal, reviews. No reviews. No reviews. So while people are talking about you posting your stuff, people aren't that invested in you yet to review your work.
He's gonna have to get on a J. Cole. He's gonna have to get on a feature or do something that's gonna bring even more attention to him and his music. And in that moment, he's gonna have to murder. And he's gonna have to stand out. And I think that that's gonna garner more attention. Now, obviously, you're not gonna build a career on that.
Mm-hmm.
At least not in 2016. That you're not gonna build a long-standing career on that. But I think that that is what he needs to catapult him to that proverbial next level. Because right now, it's kind of like he is where he was on his first project.
Yes, yes, he is. You're absolutely right. And to that point, that's also something else I did. I was like, okay, because I think it was on the first one, Cause and Effect, J. Cole is on a track with them. And I was like, okay, so how do you sound with J. Cole on the track? Do you stand out or does J. Cole stand out? And I think he does stand out. He did stand out on that track to me. J. Cole didn't come in and take it over. So I was like, okay, so that's interesting. So now you can stand on your own. But like you said, and I think you're 100% right, he's still at that same level he was last year. So, you know, that's it. But I definitely like the project. I like the beat selection. I like the songs, except some of those singing hooky songs. I'm not really too with that. Who Said, I think, is one of my favorite tracks on here. Favorite songs on here, song on here. But I love the dark, hungry, aggressive sound that he has. So yeah, I think it's cool, man. I think Cause is interesting as an artist because I want to see where he goes career-wise. I think you definitely got something. I think now is figuring out a way to stand out among the plethora of other rappers without being gimmicky, though. Don't be gimmicky, because we don't want that. We need it to be authentic. We need it to be who you actually are. And I think people touched on this earlier. We are gathering and getting some of that in your music, because you're talking about that. You're being transparent and you're showing that you're hungry, that you're aggressive, that you really want this. But yeah, I think other than that is taking that next step and how you're gonna elevate yourself to the next step. You can rap, you got a good flow, you got a good ear for beats. I think you have a sound and all of that good is good and works for you. You don't get lost when you're standing next to someone like a J. Cole. You are who you are, you stand out as an artist. For me, I'm interested. I wanna know what you do next. And this project did it for me. Cause and Effect didn't necessarily do it for me. I listened to it, I was like, okay, it's cool, it's good, whatever. But I didn't wanna go back. So shout out to the guy on Facebook that actually had me go back and listen to it. Now I'm like, okay, now I'm in. Now I'm in. So, you know, keep doing your thing. I'm gonna keep checking for you and see what's next for you.
Keep doing you, really. Keep doing you, because like the analogy I use, man, like you're building a house and you're starting with the foundation. And right now, you are building a very strong foundation, so you don't have to necessarily change anything. But I am curious to see where your career goes. You know, kind of, you know, he kind of reminds me of, but he didn't pop off the screen as much. Logic. He reminds me a lot of Logic early on. You know what I'm saying? Just Logic had a little bit more of like, oh. Damn, like, because, and I think it was maybe because a little bit more beats, maybe he wasn't as dark, I don't know. But you remind me in that, in terms of how hungry you are to be successful. That is apparent, and I think that that is big, and that will get you very far, and you have all the requisite tools. So keep doing you, keep expanding, keep taking other influences and making them your own. Continue to perfect your craft, because the start that you're on is definitely a great start to a career. Keyword career. I think that you can have a career in hip hop, and all you have to do is just continue to be focused and on your music, bro, and it's going to happen. It is going to happen. Don't know how, don't know when, don't know what your goals are, but for me, you are definitely dope, and I am so, I'm a fan. I am 100% legit a fan. I support Cops.